Jen, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. In the studio with us right now, our friend Dane Neal, a frequent contributor to the show.
Yes.
But Dane, I've never seen you this frazzled. Is everything okay?
Well, I'm practicing my frazzled accent.
Is this your frazzled accent?
Yeah, yeah. We seem
it's
sort
very
of
convincing.
It's very close to disheveled. A lot of people, you got to be an expert in order to distinguish between
right.
the two.
You know, it's a fine
line. I like
line.
It.
Frazzled
yeah.
and disheveled.
Yes.
But I dabble in both.
You dabble in frazzling?
Good
and
for
disheveled.
You. We were playing the band Portugal the Man, as everyone listening knows, for a reason.
No, you're the only one who knows.
You were just in the beautiful Portugal. How'd that happen?
It's the beautiful Portugal. And that's part of the marketing program. I think that's
beautiful
the slogan.
Portugal.
Beautiful Portugal. They need that because, you know, as we look to some of the, we do on the road, you know, we do a lot of, obviously, the tailgating, the motorsports and all that kind of stuff, but also transformative travel and family mm-hmm. options. And not all of it is a road trip away, like, let's say, to Milwaukee.
You've never been there before.
Well, who has?
No one.
And so as a guy who talks a lot of travel, we have a lot of people on from all over the place. When you first hear it, everybody's got a globe, and we've, you know, went to history class in mm-hmm. second grade, and so we're sort of familiar with that Portugal exists, mm-hmm. and it still does.
It's right? on the Iberian Peninsula bordering Spain. I remember that from what I'm reading on the internet right now.
I remember that
from one second ago.
And so we know that it exists, and the history, and Christopher Columbus, and all that kind
it
of stuff.
It always sounds so exotic when you hear about Portugal, doesn't it?
Well, because they speak
Portuguese,
right? Yep. And they also speak a lot of English as well. So when you think about Portugal, and when I first, you know, was kind of presented with the opportunity, it was a blank slate, and I was surprised at how little I even knew or even thought about it. You mm-hmm. know, port wine on the food side, which is that fortified wine, which is kind of brandy, and, you know, you have it with either cigars or chocolates or desserts or something like that, and it's mm-hmm. pretty prominent, but that's really...
That's all you knew.
That's really all you know. So there, for the first time ever, and this happened, I think it was June 1st, was the first flights with TAP, TAP Air Portugal, which is kind of their, you know, the indigenous airline to the country, is the first ever direct flights from O'Hare to Lisbon, Spain. It had never happened before. You'd have to want to go from someplace else to someplace else, get a connecting flight yeah. in order to go there. So you really had to want to do it. And now...
How long a flight?
It's about 7 hours, you know, so it's the normal sort of like, let's go to Europe kind of flight. It's really easy. They've got a number of direct flights there. So the doorway's kind of open. We remember maybe 5-6 years ago when you had Iceland. No one, it was
yes.
mysterious. No one had ever been there. It was, you know, maybe pictures. You just figure there's, you know, ice and maybe some sort of like hot springs or.
Which is the ice part is inaccurate, right? Isn't the weather there in Iceland is actually very warm, but it's Greenland, which sounds like it would be nice.
Yeah.
That's the one that's
got all
the
cold. It was a marketing switcheroo
yeah.
or snafu, you yeah. know, whatever you want to do. And so it's, well, like Iceland, and now don't we all know lots of people who have gone there?
Gone.
Yeah, now everyone's gone there. It used to be mysterious yeah. and remote and exotic, and they're looking to do that same kind of thing with Portugal. But here's the things about Portugal that you didn't necessarily know that you're about to know that are really great is they're super friendly, you know, to America, mm-hmm. which is good. It's always nice not to be hated when you go places.
Right.
It's an extra obstacle. They speak English. They teach it in the schools. Everything,
do they really?
Everything is in English. The television, half the TV channels are all in English. The movies come over there in English as opposed to, you know, France or Spain, which they don't. They'll dub everything, you know, back in. So Jennifer Aniston's got, you know, a Spanish male voice.
You know, I think it makes her more attractive somehow. I can't explain why, Wendy, but it makes her more attractive.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you know, if they're Europeans, right?
That's what it is.
So there's a lot of, like, American sensibilities, just really nice, easygoing people.
Does the dollar go a long way in Portugal? Can you buy a lot for a dollar?
We're getting in on this early, Bill, because I think that may change over time, but it's a super inexpensive place relative to a lot of other places in Europe. Whether it goes to France, everything's really, in Switzerland, things are crazy.
Yeah.
Portugal's cheaper than here.
Do they have any salt cod or grilled sardines?
That's a great question.
It is everywhere. You know,
it's the national dish.
The salt cod is?
Now, here's the crazy thing about it. So you think the national dish would be something that you'd have laying around.
Yes.
Right? Or that you just have around.
Be plentiful.
And on the food side, I texted or emailed or whatever, asked her while I was there. I was like, if I was here for like 2 months, I'd lose 30 pounds, which is, you know, scary.
Meaning you don't like things to eat or it's just so good and good for you?
It was so good and good for you. So I was in the Algarve Peninsula, which is sort of like the French Riviera type thing, if you're going to think a mental picture of what it looks like, you know, beautiful coasts and all that kind of stuff. And it's a vacation area for a lot of the English and the Germans, certainly the Portuguese.
Yeah.
and the Spanish. And so it's kind of in that area, and it's a lot of like a Mediterranean cuisine. So a lot of octopus, a lot of the codfish, a lot of you know, tomatoes and figs and salads and smoked salmon.
Yeah.
So the codfish is really interesting. And of course, you know, I was sort of jaded and cynical, so I was questioning why they would have that since they don't have any codfish there. So they eat more per capita codfish than any other place in the world, and they don't have it. And so they've got to go import it from all sorts of different places, but they absolutely love it.
That's strange.
That is.
It's so strange, because you think you'd you know, develop an appreciation for it based on the fact that it's there. But no, they pay a premium for it, and they bring it in from all over.
As a vacation destination, who's best suited? Is it families? Is it newlyweds? Is it older people? Who's going there, and who gets the best value?
Short answer, Bill, and you know this is coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes to all.
Yes to all.
Everybody.
So you have a lot of that, and it's very reasonable, and a lot of the accommodation and beautiful stuff as far as the coast and the beaches and family friendly. And Martin Hall is a hotel property that's there, and we'll have the CMO founder of it, Chitra Stern, on the show this Saturday. They've created now this is to the nth degree, and you guys are parents, so you'll be able to get this. I know a lot of listeners will as well. Mm-hmm. Elevated sort of luxury family resorts. Mm-hmm. And when I say family resort, I don't necessarily mean like Disney where there's cartoon characters and everything. So it looks in every respect, but like a really great elevated resort, you know, positioned on a coast and awesome. But it's, and not just family friendly, meaning they're tolerant of kids, you know, and they have a kids menu.
They have activities for
chicken fingers. This is like a kids resort, and I'll have some pictures posted too, where you go up to the front desk and there is a line of like 20 strollers.
Oh.
in the bathroom of the place that I stayed, I had three toilets, one big mommy daddy toilet, one sort of medium actual but smaller step down toilet, a little plastic toilet with a frog, you know, toilet,
toddler
seat,
toilet.
And mm-hmm. then, and as I was in there looking around, I also saw that they had your very own, you could call down to the front desk with this, a diaper genie, if you remember those.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Where it would like spin this like extended,
and give you a thing of sausages.
Yeah. Stinky, horrible sausages.
Wow.
Yeah. They even so they have places there where there's opportunities for kids to go ahead and play and do everything, and then there's a bar, like a really cool beach bar, like built with glass windows, so you can kind of overlook the kids.
Oh, that's nice.
While you get your vacation on.
Yeah.
And there's even a, like a bike riding academy with a rubber, like an entire large area with bicycles and helmets and people to train your kid or teach your kid those special formative moments how to ride a bike.
This sounds great.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean, good.
Sounds great. And once we're there, we can use cod as barter. They'll trade items for cod when we're there.
I would bring as much cod with me as possible. It is the coin of the realm.
Yes, thank God it's Friday.
We'll take a break. And then Dane Neal will tell us more stuff. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Dane Neal. He's just back from Portugal. And now it's time for Wendy and I to open our gifts.
All right. Keychains for everybody,
what'd you get,
guys.
Keychains?
Yeah, keychains.
Great gift.
Yeah. Well, it's so practical and also beautiful.
Yep. Dane, what's going on with the orange juice in Portugal?
All right.
It's famous for its orange juice.
Last couple things on Portugal that make it also extra kind of user-friendly for Americans. They drive on the same side of the road. The steering wheel is in the proper side of the car. So, so you wouldn't feel, dangerous about driving around. And then they're super proud of their, especially Algarve, which is that region, and I recommend that as well, is of their orange juice. It's like the biggest thing. Like that's like you mentioned orange juice to them, they will light up.
Really?
You know, it was like
very proud of it.
Yeah, like if people came in and mentioned our political corruption or a history of
it gets us excited.
Yeah, architecture. Yes. I don't know, whatever, you know, things we identify with and are proud of.
Right.
And the relationship with Spain is interesting too, because it's so close. You know where Algarve is. You could go to Morocco or you could go to Spain pretty quickly. And so there's a contentious rivalry with Spain. And one of the sayings that they all have, and they'll all laugh, they all know it, is that it translates out to bad winds and bad marriages is what comes from Spain.
Wow.
I tried to go in depth with
quite a rivalry.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess there was some long hundreds of years ago, some kind of king
some sort
took
of
over.
Fight. Yeah. That's weird. That's deal. Very strange. So you recommend this for everyone. You said it's good for families. It's good for newleweds, for retirees. Everyone will love Portugal.
Cod salesmen will do very well.
They will love it there. Excellent. You've talked me into it. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go to Portugal.
Yeah. So, but before that, coming up next, we weekend, and no cod will be in sight. So this is, so you don't feel like you're going to fill up on cod, then go to Portugal and geez, you're sick of it.
Yes.
Is the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway. I talk about a lot of events, all over the place that we bring up. This is one that I helped, to put together and create with the good folks over at Chicagoland and Operation Barbecue Relief. So you got NASCAR race weekend, everything that it is, and the kickoff of the NBC, season for that that happens. And then really what's turned out to be one of the biggest, like barbecue events in the Midwest. And so we're going to have Myron Mixon, the winningest man in barbecue, Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe, Chris Lilly, all world champions, Hall of Famers. Famous Dave Anderson is going to be there as well. 45 KCBS teams will be there, all cooking for the championship. The trophy, I didn't bring the picture with me, but we've got pictures up, is custom designed by an acclaimed car custom company that's done World of Wheels and George Barris cars, designed the trophy that combines
barbecue
with motorsports.
Yeah.
And on the competition side, and here's the other thing too, there'll be demos, Q&As, book signings with all of these guys. You don't even have to have a ticket to the race to do it, although I recommend, you know, the racing is great and they've got a carnival and all sorts of cool things happening with race weekend, but you don't need that. So if you're a barbecue fan and want to show up, info@bbqsmokedown.com and we'll figure out how to get you in there. But there'll be all sorts of Q&As and all that kind of stuff happening. Samples from all of the Hall of Famers and contests too. So there's the Ultimate Burger Showdown where you can make your own burger. You know, we'll have all the ingredients and you can get in on that. And there's a great prize, $1,000 worth of stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then a kids contest too. So kids will be, and Famous Dave's is working on it. So there'll be little pig hats and
pig hats.
They'll be able to make stuff. And we're raising money for Operation Barbecue Relief at the same time. And
what is that exactly?
So what they do, whenever there's a disaster, whether it's like an earthquake or flood or hurricane or whatever, they mobilize and bring barbecue, some of the best stuff down to that area to feed the victims, the disaster relief.
Very nice.
Yeah, so instead of just a truck, you know, from even some well-meaning group handing out sandwiches or something, you've got You've got high-level barbecue, right, because I think more than any other kind of food, barbecue is sort of identified with festivity. You know, it's substantial, you know, it's good, and it's going to be a good time. No cod, though. Well, I mean,
somebody could sneak some in. Yeah. How is it that all these giants from the world of barbecue, you'd think they'd be at odds over who's the best, I'm the best, you're the best, but they're not. They somehow all get along. How do you explain that?
Well, they don't all get along.
Oh, they don't all get along.
And there certainly is a debate on who's the best. That's not true. That's not true. Well, you know, but everybody, you know, I think anytime in any like level of celebrity and competition and career, you know, you've got
to respect each other.
For sure. For sure they do. And so for them to all get together, especially like three guys, and then Famous Dave is also a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I think it just shows that this is a very unique thing. You know, the combination of both racing and barbecue, you think the fan bases go together, and they do. So NBC is going to be doing for their national broadcast is going to be doing a couple minutes with us about the concept. And then the Fox guys who do Fox Sports and do the 30 for 30, they're sending a crew out to film that. So they'll be doing some things that maybe, and that goes into about 90 million households about just this concept of, it seems simple, right? I mean, it's like two great tastes, like peanut butter and jelly, right?
Makes sense, sure.
Yeah, but I guess no one's done it before, so we're excited.
Wow.
Congratulations on being part of this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can be a part of it, too. So you guys are all invited. Everyone
Wendy, can be a part of it.
Where's the website again? Where do we go?
Well, you can go to chicagolandspeedway.com. They've got a page that sort of maps out the situation, and it is the 28th and 29th. And 30th at Chicagoland Speedway. And for extra information, info@bbqsmokedown.com. And if you want to participate, get in on the contests, and we hope to see you out there.
Didn't one time on the night show, when I was doing the overnights, didn't you come on and didn't we talk about people who prepare food on the engines of cars? Wasn't that a topic one night, or am I imagining that?
Well, I mean,
I think we did, right?
I think in a tough situation.
What, you know, roadkill?
No, you can somehow, not roadkill.
Let's put that possum on the engine.
That roadkill fast stitch didn't go off as well as we'd hoped, you know, so we scrapped it.
It's their loss, Dane. Well, it could have been a big deal.
I think any hot surface, you have to hear about people frying an egg on a sidewalk.
Sure.
Is that what you mean? And I think, you know,
exhaust pipe could be used as the smoker.
There was a certain flavor that comes off of that.
Somebody who did a book called like Manifold Barbecuing or Manifold Cooking or something, where they were laying out steaks on the front of their car. And
any hot surface. Any hot surface. service, but not always recommended. It's kind of any port in a storm.
Right.
That would be the port you'd like to avoid.
Right.
But if there's a storm.
And you don't want your ribeyes to taste too much like Valvoline. Whenever that happens, you go, I've done something wrong.
It depends. Well, everybody's tastes are different, but if you get the right octane in there.
No, that's true.
Viscosity.
You can make it work.
Drizzle
you
of
can make that work.
Drizzle of WD-40.
Bed-stain Neil, are you on this weekend?
I will be. And we're going to have, so Daryl Waltrip, it's his last broadcast ever. Right. So we'll have him on. We're going to talk to Famous Dave. We're going to preview a bunch of stuff. We're going to talk a little Portugal as well, so stay tuned.
All right. All that's on Dane's show this weekend. Thank you, Dane.
Thanks,
good to
Dane.
See you.
Thank you.
Take a break, and then more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.